May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This wasn't what I was planning on speaking about, but there's just such a simple word from the gospel reading that Deacon Bracken read from. So let me just draw you back to Matthew chapter 6. And there's a foundation laid before the verses that he read. And the foundation is this, in verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in or steal. And where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye, and if therefore your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and riches or material things. For this reason, I say to you, do not be anxious. Towards the end of this passage, he closes it with verse 33, but seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. Therefore, do not be anxious for tomorrow will take care of itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. Verse 25 says, for this reason I say to you, do not be anxious. That's a command. In verse 27, he says, and which of you, being anxious, can add a single cubit to his lifespan? Verse 28, and why are you anxious about clothing? And he gives the analogy of the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. Verse 31, stop being anxious, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? What shall we clothe ourselves? Verse 34, therefore do not be anxious or stop being anxious. Now, this is in the section of Scripture, in the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount is really sort of a radical discipleship manual for those who really want to follow him. And so he just lays down some of the primary basic principles for navigating life in the kingdom. And so there are others that are listening, but those who are kind of sitting in the first two rows are the apostles or his disciples, the closest followers of him. And there are some things he's trying to speak into their life in these few chapters, this little short sermon, but they're radical things. Things like if somebody strikes you on one cheek, turn the other cheek, about not taking people to court. Things that we as Westerners are constantly trying to rationalize because it just doesn't fit into our Western lifestyle. Doesn't make sense. But it's radical stuff about forgiveness and making peace with your brothers and he said, it's not enough that you don't murder. You can't hate in your heart. It's just this amazing, radical plan, again, for manual for discipleship. Transcendent is the word that's often used, kingdom principles. And so in speaking that to them, it's just not a cute sermon. It's a challenge. It's calling these people forth to the thing he's called them to be. So isn't it interesting that in the middle of it, it's important to him that they not walk in anxiety? You know, the psalm says that anxiety leads to other sin. Haven't you found that to be true? Jesus said, fear not, only believe. That's been the greatest challenge of my life. Because if you remember my testimony, you've heard my testimony, the thing I dealt with the most in life was fear. I would actually say that's the thing that everybody deals the most with. You said, no, I know some people who are fearless. They're the most fearful of all. And they try to deal with their fear by acting like they're not afraid of anything. But you'll discover as they get older and you begin to scratch the surface and vulnerabilities begin to manifest themselves, especially men, they're full of fear the whole time. They just dealt with it by being in control. Those who need to control the most are the most fearful of all. Because they're controlling because they're afraid things won't go the way they want them to if they don't control. And so anxiety is a faith killer. And what he's calling them to is a radical life of faith. And he says this at the beginning of this little part and at the end. The bookends are, make Jesus and the spirit and spiritual things, life in Jesus, your walk with Jesus, the treasure of your heart. Don't treasure anything above that. Because you see, the thing that you treasure the most is the thing you're the most anxious about not getting enough of or losing. Haven't you discovered that to be true? Don't we do that about our children? Don't we anxious about what's going to happen to our children? But, and this is a hard word to say and a hard to hear, but because we treasure our children even more than we do Jesus and life in the kingdom, and we don't trust a Heavenly Father will take care of them. The reason you are anxious about your children is, one, they've become an idolatry, and because you don't trust your Father. Or is it about your money? Are you always watching the stock market to see what happens? Is that your treasure? Is it your social standing? Is it how much you have? Is it about relationships? What people are going to say about you or might reject you? What is it that we treasure the most? What we treasure the most is the thing that we're consumed with. But the treasure of your heart, he ends the book in, is seek first the kingdom. All these other things, if you'll, this sounds so crazy, doesn't it? Am I calling you to a life of irresponsibility? No. If you treasure Christ above everything else, you seek first his kingdom. Jesus is very practical. He'll reveal and lead and show us things to do and not do. But this radical thing said, if you'll just make the priority of your life Jesus and his kingdom, everything else will be taken care of. But you got to let go of it. It's like I told you a week or so ago, if you're going to know peace that passes understanding, then you got to surrender your right to understand everything. And if you're going to get free from living in anxiety, then you're going to have to find something else to obsess over. Jesus. And then let go of all the other stuff into the hands of your Father. He'll show you your part. He won't let you do your part wrong. But it's really not in your hands to make sure it all works out okay. The clothing part, the money part, the children part, the family part, that's really his problem, not yours. That's simple, isn't it? But it's important. It is hard. That's why I put it right in the middle of the Green Beret manual. The Ranger manual, the Delta Force manual of spirituality. You can't live this life of radical faith if you're going to live with anxiety. And if you're living with anxiety, it's because of idolatry. There's something in this earth that's challenging him as the treasure of your heart. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.